the magnificent Prince of Peace, the awesome Son of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't just live, live with passion. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of people. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every person was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become a child of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. I'm so glad that you tuned into my program, and I pray that you have a blessed day. And I want to talk about the meaning of Christmas here as you gather with your friends and relatives and as you go to church, and even those of you who won't go to church today. I pray that this will be a special day for you. And I pray that on this holy day and this holy season that you will have peace and you will have harmony. Do you know that even countries that are at war stop shooting each other on Christmas Day? Because even atheists know that this is a special day. Even people that are usually violent know that this is a special day. It's the day of the birth of Jesus, the birth of the Son of God, the birth of our Savior. And what a day to celebrate. So when you get together and you have your dinners and you have your time and you spend time with your family, let go of all the resentments and all the bitterness and all the past memories and get along and have peace, and may God help you to have harmony. Remember what the angel said on Christmas? He said, peace to all of goodwill. And that's so important. You can have peace. Remember, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So I remember when I was studying in the Holy Land, I actually studied right outside Jerusalem for about 3 months, and I've led some pilgrimages over there. We all went to Bethlehem at one point when I was leading a pilgrimage and times I studied in Israel. And Bethlehem, of course, isn't too far from Jerusalem. It's a little south. And that's a traditional place where we believe that Jesus Christ was born. And we believe he was born not in a house or in a castle like most kings would have been, but God is so humble, and God has a way in the small little town of Bethlehem, in a manger, in a place where animals live, Jesus was born. And now there's a church built over the traditional place. It's called the Church of the Nativity. Oftentimes on Christmas Day, you can see the mass that they have there. And there's a place, if you go down the stairs, and there's an altar there, and there's a place right where they have this star. And that's a traditional place where we believe that Jesus was born some 2,000 years ago. And all the pilgrims, you know, you all love to go down there, and we do, and everybody who goes there, you love to go and just put your hand right on the star. Because you've come all that way. Some people have come 5,000-6,000 miles, at least I did, from all the way from the United States. And you want to have that moment of reverence, that moment of prayer, that moment where we spend time in reflection. And what we're revering there in Bethlehem is the miracle of a little baby being born, very vulnerable, very innocent, very tender, very lovable, just a little baby, but what this baby would become. We believe the magnificent Prince of Peace, the awesome Son of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, this little teeny baby, and that's what we're celebrating today. And you know, it's interesting, he wasn't a king that rode on a horse that conquered nations that way. He was a king of peace. He was a king of nonviolence. He was a king that brought justice through his words and through his love. Very beautiful. That's why we celebrate Christ as King, Jesus the Lord being born. So it's interesting, you know, I read a book called The Life of Christ by Fulton Sheen. Fulton Sheen was a bishop back in the 60s, and he was one of the first Catholic priests and bishops that was into media. He was on TV. He had a program called Life is Worth Living. And he wrote a book called The Life of Christ, Bishop Fulton Sheen did. And he said that the shadow of the cross fell upon the crib. It was very alliterative. The cross fell upon the crib. And he said that Jesus was the only person ever born to die. Well, that's interesting. Imagine being born to die. We all know that we're going to die. We're born and then finally we're going to die. But the purpose why Jesus was born, the reason why Jesus was born, was to die. And not just to die, but to die upon a cross, to suffer, to bear our sins. And I'll talk more about that. I heard it said, and I really agree with this, I love this statement, there's a big difference between religion and Christianity. Religion is our search for God. But Christianity is God's search for us. That's a huge difference. Think about this. What are we celebrating on Christmas Day? That God, the mighty God, the invisible God, has suddenly become visible. God from all eternity, who could have lived without us, our Creator, our Father, our God, was incarnated. That's a word that means he became flesh. He became one of us. He became a little baby. And we're celebrating this magnificent plan of God, that he became one of us so that he would search for us, so that he would draw us to himself, so that we could be born again and come to eternal life. That's the meaning of Christmas, that God became man so that man could become God, that God became human so that humans could become divine. And that's so powerful. And I want you to think about that, that God came to you, that Christmas is all about his search for us. And no matter how far you may feel from God, or perhaps you're not going to church, God is searching for you. And this Christmas can be different from any other Christmas that you've ever had. The Bible says, of course, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes wouldn't perish, but have eternal life. And that's why we give gifts on Christmas. You know, we give all these different gifts because God gave his Son to us to attract us, to search for us, so that we could be found. Remember the whole story of the wise men. They were astrologers from the East, maybe Persia, Gentiles. They weren't of the Jewish race. They were one of the first ones to whom God revealed his Son. So Jesus is for everybody. You know, here are these far-off people, not even believing in the Hebrew faith, the Jewish faith, and the star suddenly appears and guides them to the Christ child. And we have to look for epiphanies in our life, these stars in our life that will guide us to the Christ child. The shepherds, here are these poor, you know, smelly shepherds out there in the field taking care of the sheep. You know, they're little of little account. And angels appear to them singing glory to God and talking about the Christ child, and they were led to the Christ child too. So you've got at the birth of Jesus, you've got animals. That comes from the prophet Isaiah, It says that the ox and the ass know their owner, but my own people don't know me, says the Lord. So in other words, animals know God. You know, they're invited to the birth. You've got shepherds there. You've got these people from the east, these astrologers. So all these unlikely people gather to wonder. And you too are called and invited. God has searched for you. Maybe you've had not the best past, or maybe you've committed all these sins or whatever it is, and you haven't gone to church and you've mucked up your life. Well, Christianity isn't a religion for perfect people. Christianity is all about God searching for you, calling you back, receiving forgiveness, receiving salvation, and then you go forward in your life. And this can happen at any time in your life. And I'm hoping it'll happen as you watch this program. I know, of course, that many of you are religious. Many of you do go to church. Many of you have been watching my program for years now. And I rejoice with you in the birth of our Savior. But some of you, you know, you're just flipping through the channels and you come upon this program. I want you to know that Jesus is for you too. He was for the astrologers. He was for the shepherds. He was even for animals. He's in search of you. And I pray that this Christmas will be different than any other Christmas that you've ever had. God loves you, and he's inviting you to a personal relationship. He wants you to know forgiveness, and he wants you to come to eternal life. So the angel Gabriel actually appeared to Joseph right before Jesus was born and said, Joseph, Mary's going to have a baby, and you shall name him Jesus. It's interesting, the name that they gave to Jesus. And it was right from God himself. We want you to call him Jesus. And that's a name that means God saves. You have to get that. God saves. So this is the meaning of Christmas, that God is going to search for us and save us. This is what Christmas is all about. He's given us the gift of Jesus to search for us, no matter who we are, no matter what our past has been, no matter where we are right now, to save us and to bring us eternal life. I once saw a poster. It's called the I Am poster. And right in the middle it says, I Am. And that's one of the, remember when Moses said to God, God appeared in the burning bush. Moses said, who may I say sent me to the Pharaoh of Egypt? And God said, tell him, I am that I am. In other words, God is the one who is. Well, God goes by many other titles in the Old Testament. And this poster was chock full of them. It starts off with all the A's and it works its way all the way down to the W's. You know, the Advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha, the Omega, the Amen. Then it goes through all these different titles, the Good Shepherd, all these different things. Then it ends with Word of God, Wisdom of God, Way, Life, and Truth. And right in the middle is Savior. Savior. And more than anything else, God is our Savior. He's our Creator, and he's our Savior. And this is what Christmas is all about. Salvation has dawned. This is why the angels are rejoicing. Peace to men, of peace on all who are of good will. For today, in the city of David, a Savior is born. And that's why, you know, we give gifts and we rejoice, because God has given us the gift of Jesus as a Savior. And that's why we named him, that's why God named him Jesus, God saves. We need salvation more than anything else. You know, Jesus was a great teacher, and he was a great king, and he was a great ruler, as we know. He brought justice to the world, he healed a lot of people. But more than any of that, we need salvation. We need redemption. We need to be saved from our sins. We need to be forgiven. And we need eternal life, because all of us, we're going to die. Jesus was born to die, but we're all going to die anyway. We weren't born to die, we were born to live. And that's why Jesus came, to bring us this new quality of life now, that's called eternal life, and then eternal life after we die. So we need a Savior. So do you know Jesus as your Savior? No, I'm not asking you if you go to church. And I'm not asking you if you were brought up Catholic. I'm saying, do you know the real meaning of Christmas? That Jesus came to save you from your sins and to bring you eternal life. And he is the great gift of God. Do you know that Jesus died for you personally? This is what Fulton Sheen was driving at when he said that the shadow of the cross hung over the crib that Jesus was the only person ever born to die, because God sent him for a reason, to search for us and to bring us this new life. And I love what the Bible says. I just read you that from, this is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Whoever received him, shepherds, astrologers, sinners, tax collectors, women, prostitutes, whoever received him, he gave power. This is John chapter 1. He gave power to become the children of God. See, this power that we're talking about is the breath of God, that Spirit of God that impregnated Mary right in the beginning of the Christmas story. The Spirit of God that we've celebrated all Advent season, the Spirit of God that we're going to continue to celebrate in the Christmas season, the Spirit of God is that power that imbues you and enables you to become a child of God. And I want you to have that power. I want you to receive Jesus. So on Christmas Day, what do? Traditionally, we give gifts to each other because, as I said, it's a tradition because God gave his Son, his only begotten Son. God so loved the world, so loved you and I, everybody, shepherds, astrologers, women, prostitutes, you know, whatever your sin is. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes may not perish but have eternal life. So what do? We give on Christmas Day. We give gifts to each other, our friends, our relatives, sometimes even the people we don't like all that much, we give gifts to. So we've carried on that tradition. That's a symbol of the gift of God to us. We're rejoicing. Jesus said it's better to give than to receive. And so I thought, you know, that since many of you have already opened your gifts or you're about to open your gifts, it's interesting when somebody gives you a gift, we're talking about receiving here, you don't get the gift and you kind of look at it, you know, oh, this looks nice and everything, and then you put it down and say, wow, that was a nice gift. No, you receive a gift. Remember what the Gospel of John said, chapter 1? To all who received him, he gave the power of the children of God. You know what I think? I think a lot of people going to church and a lot of people who are, quote, religious, haven't really received Jesus yet. They've gotten the gift and they've looked at it and said, well, isn't that nice? And yeah, I agree, he was the Son of God and everything. Then they just kind of put the gift down. They never really receive it. Well, what do you do on Christmas Day? When somebody gives you a gift, you receive it. And you ever watch a kid receive a gift? Watch what they do. They get the gift and right away they just start getting to it and let's open this thing up and they start flying, you know, papers flying everywhere and they're just getting into this thing. See, this is receiving a gift. This is the way you receive it. You know, they get the box. They don't care what the box looks like. They didn't care what the wrapping paper looks like. They just want to get into this thing. They want to see what's in it and things go flying and, oh, just happen to have some of my books and DVDs here. Now, this makes a good gift. I like this. Here's a gift called You Can Be Happy and some of my DVDs about my TV programs. But here's the gift I wanted to share with you here. It's called Live Passionately. And this is the first book that I ever wrote. I want to give this to you as a gift because it talks about salvation. And it talks about what it means to come to Christ and to receive him as Lord and Savior. And so I have this on my website, FatherCedric.org. You can just simply go to it. You can email me. I will send you this book via email. Or if you don't have email, call the number that you'll be seeing at the end. I'll send you this book. I want you to have it. I want you to read it. We've already sent it to thousands of people. And how can I send this? How can I produce these books and give them to you free of charge? Because of my partners, my benefactors, those who are helping me in this ministry, because they want to see you come to Christ. It's free. You can't pay for this gift. It's a free gift of God. God has blessed me, and I want to be a blessing to you. I have also a booklet called Experience Rebirth. You can get it on my website. I want you to know Jesus. I want you to receive him. So how do you receive Jesus? You come to him just simply believing, you know, you are the Son of God. I believe that you were born for me. I believe that you came to bring me eternal life. And then you do things like you read spiritual books, you watch good TV programs, you go to church, you read the Bible, You pray. You turn away from your sins. That's how you receive Jesus. You see, God has done everything he can do to bring you salvation. It's already there, but it has to be received. Unless you receive it, nothing's going to happen. And that's your responsibility. So, as I was saying, as it says in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, he came unto his own, and his own rejected him, but to whomever received him, he gave the power to become the children of God. And I want you to know that power. I want you to know salvation. I want you to know forgiveness. And I want you to know eternal life. That's why I am a priest. That's why God has put me on TV. So that he will work through me to get to you so that you can have eternal life. Oh, the joy of knowing eternal life. So many people are in darkness. So many people are empty. Why are we celebrating Christmas? Because God has lavished his son upon us. God has given us forgiveness and eternal life. And God wants us to know him in a deep personal way. With all my heart as a Catholic priest, I want you to know this. I want you to have that assurance deep in your heart. I want you to become a religious person. More than a religious person, I want you to become a person who knows God deep in his heart, deep in her heart. And that's my prayer for you on this Christmas. I wanted to tell you about a grandmother who was Christmas Day, and it was right before Christmas. She was looking for a couple gifts for her grandchildren, and she bought them and just needed one more gift. And she went into a poster store, and as she's looking through the posters, she sees this nice mountain scene, and she thought that would be good for her granddaughter, and writes down the number and looks and sees a surf scene. You know, here's this young man on a surfboard, thought that would be good for her grandson, writes down the number, give the numbers to the clerk, and the clerk gives her two rolled up posters. She takes them and wraps them up, puts them under the Christmas tree. Now it's Christmas Day. And, you know, all the gifts have been open except for these two posters. And the grandson goes first and he rips open the poster. Remember what I said about receiving a gift? Rips it open, unfurls it, looks at it. It's a beautiful surf scene. He goes, "Grandma, thanks. You know, I love it. It's awesome." And now it's the granddaughter's turn. And she comes up to it and rips it open and everybody's looking. It's the last gift to be opened. She unfurls it and her mouth drops wide open. What do you think she saw? She turns it around and it's a big, fat, pink hippopotamus, and underneath are the words, "But I love you just the way you are." And the grandmother says, "Ah, they made a mistake. I was going to get you a mountain scene there, a nature scene." She said, "I'll take that back." And the granddaughter says, "No, Grammy, it's okay. I like it. I'll put it on the wall of my room." Grandma gets a letter about a month later, and it says, "Grammy, I got to tell you something. Over the holidays, I gained some weight, and you know, nobody asked me to the dance. I come home, flop on the bed. I look up there and I see this big, fat, pink hippopotamus. And underneath are those words, 'But I love you just the way you are.' And it's like God strengthens me and I know that I'm okay. And I want to tell you that you are loved just the way you are right now. Jesus came for you. He died for you. His love is unconditional. I want you to receive them." I heard this story about this man who he died and he went to the pearly gates. He was 70 years old, had a heart attack, and he was met by St. Peter. St. Peter says, "In order to get into heaven, I know you want to get in, but," he said, "you got to have 1,000 points. The man said, 1,000 points? How do I do that? St. Peter says, "Just tell me about your life." He said, "Well, St. Peter," he said, "I was married for 50 years, always faithful to my wife. Had 4 children, brought them to church all the time, always tithed my income, always tried to help people. How many points is that?" St. Peter said, 2. 2? You know, I mean, he starts getting real nervous. He says, I was a Knight of Columbus. I was in the St. Vincent de Paul Society. I was always helping the poor and trying to, at a soup kitchen. And then get this, St. Peter. My mother-in-law lived with us for the last 10 years of her life, and I always helped her. How many points is that?" St. Peter says, 2 more. 2 more? He says, that's 4 points. I'm not going to be able to do it. He says, "I'm going to have to throw myself on the mercy of God." St. Peter says, Come on in. That's worth 996 points. And I love that story because that's what the cross is all about. It's about forgiveness and mercy and salvation. That's why the shepherds rejoiced. That's why the wise men came. That's why animals gathered around the crib scene, the creche. And that's why the angels sang glory to God. I ask God's blessing on you. I pray that this Christmas will be different from any other Christmas that you ever celebrated. I pray that you will contact my ministry. I want to help you to know Jesus as Lord. And for all of you who love Jesus in a personal way, we all celebrate this wonderful day together. May Almighty God bless you on this Christmas. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for tuning into my program. As I said in my sermon, God has given us the gift of Jesus, and we have to unwrap the gift. We have to open it up. And part of the way that you do that is by reading the Bible, going to church, watching good religious programs like this one, but also by reading resources, good spiritual books. Let me share this letter that I just received. This man said that your words were so inspiring, and I'm a Christian, but I had strayed from serving God. He said, when I heard you speak, I wept profusely. And when you talked about the love of Jesus, I surrendered to Jesus and I received him again in a new way. Thank you for preaching the gospel, he said on TV. I love letters like this because I know that my TV programs are reaching multitudes of people in New York and Boston, Orlando, Houston, Fresno, Baton Rouge, you name it, San Antonio, so many different places. And it's when you purchase my resources that really supports my TV programs. I want to interest you in this book, Live Passionately, that I talked about. This book will help you to receive Jesus in a new personal way. I have DVDs, CDs, all kinds of different resources. This book, Death, the Final Surrender, will help you in your walk with Christ. And know that when you read these books, it'll help you to receive Jesus, and it supports my ministry to reach out to so many different places. Remember also, go to my website, FatherCedric.org. I have podcasts. I have a daily blog there. I have videos that you can look at, all designed to help you in your spiritual life. Thank you for your support. Don't just live, live with passion.
Father Cedric is also the author of 14 top-selling books, all enjoyable and inspirational reading in his own conversational style. These books and audio CDs are always available at Father Cedric's personal appearances by calling the number on your screen, by writing, and also on the website. Check out www.frcedric.org.